This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things that's happened in this land of zero interest rates that we've been living in for 7 years now is that investors have gone in search of yield, higher interest rates to get more for their money, which has led them increasingly to what are called junk bonds, non-investment grade bonds that pay more because they are riskier. I mention that because late last week, a company called Third Avenue Management blocked investors from withdrawing their money from one of its junk bond funds, a very big no-no if you're looking to actually, you know, do business on Wall Street. Marketplace's Amy Scott takes this look at the downside of high yield.
Such a negative term, junk.
We've got junk mail, junk food, junk yards.
Edward Altman, a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business, says in the case of bonds, it's an unfortunate term because a lot of the companies that issue high-yield debt are growing and adding jobs. They pay higher interest to compensate investors for the higher risk of default.
Indeed, this is a very good way for them to raise capital, especially of late in the low interest rate environment.
Investors have poured more than $1 trillion into high-yield debt. Duke Finance Professor Campbell Harvey says that's an unintended consequence of Fed policy.
In artificially pushing down interest rates so low, it's induced people to take risk. And many of these people don't really understand that they're taking this extra risk to get the extra yield.
They haven't needed to understand the risks because default rates have been fairly low, but they're creeping up and expected to get worse. Gershon Distenfeld is director of high-yield investments at Alliance Bernstein. He says investors could see lower returns, and on stocks, too.
Every time the junk bond market's gone down, it's not like this is the first time. This has happened many times. Every time equities go down more.
Reassuring, right? Well, how about this? Altman, the NYU professor, says downturns in the high-yield market are usually followed by recessions, and he expects we'll have one within a few years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.